Jay and Dave for breakfast.
25 degrees in Walkeston right now.
Look, yesterday morning during first calls, we spoke to Rod in North Mackay. He was worried about, the fishing aspects. You know, you can still go out and fish to collect food and everything else and recreation.
Obviously, these restrictions coming in from COVID-19, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But now there's a lot of confusion about the whole thing. So we thought we'd give our mate Charles Lindsley a call at the Mackay VMA. He's on the phone, mate. Morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Now, Charles, there's a lot of, uncertainty about the rules and stuff for fishing after the COVID-19 restrictions came out. What are you hearing at the VMR?
Well, we're the same, Dave. We're hearing lots of conflicting information. And I guess that's just a reflection of what's been happening across the whole COVID thing for a while, that information is coming out almost on a daily basis. Mm. And sometimes it does seem it's hard to make sense of it sometimes. But I guess from a marine rescue point of view, we're hearing rumours about things like ramps closing and, you know, fines for this and fines for that.
Yeah.
But those haven't been actually confirmed yet by government authorities. And so until they're confirmed, they're really just rumours and should be treated as such until they're confirmed in the media or through press releases.
You would want to think if it hits the fan, you want to be away from as many people as possible. It'd be great to live on the boat for a little while if you've got a big enough boat, right?
Well, it would, as long as you follow the current procedures. And it's probably worth knowing that Marine Rescue, for example, we introduced those procedures a bit over a week ago now, along with lots of other organisations. So I'll come back to that in a second. I guess the thing for people who are boating who are really confused is that really all they can do, Dave, is try and keep watching the news to come out to see what the latest information is and use that information to decide whether they really want to go or need to go fishing. Because in the end, we always say the skipper's responsible. And it's a bit like checking the weather. You know, you get five different reports and you have to make your mind up about whether you're going to go or not. So it's really up to people who are boat owners and skippers to look at all that information and make their minds up about whether they're going to go. We've been having this conversation at Marine Rescue now since this situation broke. And we've actually made some changes too, which people probably need to also take into account. One of those is that our base is now closed to the public, so people can't actually get into the base to get information. But the radio operations are still operating 7 days a week from 8 till 6, and we're still running our rescue service. But the important thing to know is that we're now on limited crews. We're almost down to skeleton crews because there are a number of our volunteers who are in the at-risk category, so we've had to take them off the rosters. Now, the implication of that, Dave, is that we've got fewer people as volunteers, which may have an impact on our response times if people need some help. So people who are, you know, skippers who are going out boating need to be aware that if they get into trouble, we're still available, but we may not be able to get there as quickly as we normally would. So I think that's worth pointing out as information that people need to use as part of their decision-making, whether they're going out or not on the water.
Right, beautiful. Look, Charles, mate, thank you so much for helping to clear that up. It's still a bit of a mess there, but yeah, thank you.
And of course, follow the guidelines from the government when they're released as well. Charles Lindsley from the VMR Mackay, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. Yeah, you too, mate. Bye-bye. It's 19 minutes past 7. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Time for your first calls. Hello, Triple M.
Good morning. How are you, boys?
Good. What's going on?
Hey. Well, you're talking later on about the financial hassles people are having. Well, we're having a few. I'm still working. I'm lucky. But my wife put her hand up at work to take leave. And she's taken leave with, well, she said half pay. She wanted to do that so she doesn't burn up all her leave.
Yeah.
But the problem is online shopping. These women sitting at home doing nothing.
Oh, it's not just, trust me, it's not just women.
Like yesterday, something about, she said, oh, I bought some linen for our daughter, you know, and a bit of stuff, you know, for our son, and because they're all living in their own flats and stuff,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And I thought, crikey, so how are we going to pay for this? She said, oh, we'll be right, you know, a couple of months, we'll all be back at work, blah, 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 you know. But, yeah, right. I thought, Crikey. Go back to work, for
Christ's sake. To save some money. You know, I feel there's a lot of people probably in the same boat.
Yeah, but also this thing with just being isolated and only two people are supposed to be together. Well, yesterday on Baker's Creek Bridge, I was going across, and there would have been at least six people all standing side by side, slapping each other on the back, having a fun time. Apparently, there was a crocodile sunbathing itself on the bloody sand. And here's six people, you know. So, you know,
I don't understand why people, the message isn't getting through to some people.
Well, but you do see it around the place. You know, you can understand why you saw in the news that the police are now going around, you know, people in parks that saying, no more, you know. But anyhow.
Yeah.
All right,
well,
have a good day.
You too, mate. Good to hear from you. Thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate it.
All right.
See you later, mate. Bye. 13, 27, 10. First calls this morning. I think we've got Ruben. Hello.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. What's going on?
Hey, I just heard you about McDonald's stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to brand it as McDonald's milk and McDonald's bread.
I thought that too.
Yeah, and they'll probably charge you an arm and a leg for it.
Well, I don't know about that. McDonald's is fairly cheap.
If you just joined us, there's this story going around. It's on news.com.au saying that Macca's across the country are going to be doing bread and milk through the drive-thru. So,
yeah, I heard that. That's good, you know, but it all depends what they're going to charge. You know, whether they're going to charge corner store prices or supermarket prices or their own price. And the other one I heard, Dave, gee, you can knock a burger away. When do you say you're going on this Kokoda Trail?
I'm not going on any Kokoda Trail. What? Stop putting words into my mouth.
It's either that or Everest.
At this rate, we have to bring Everest to Dave.
that's why he's been eating all these burgers, mate. He's getting so ready.
Look, that ship has sailed, I think, unfortunately. That was a few years ago.
You can still do it.
Not with shortness of breath.
Not
even
those burgers, you won't.
No. Thank you, Ruben.
All right, talk to you.
See you, mate. Bye. There you go. Hang on.
So I wouldn't be surprised because if McDonald's actually have the entire range of bread for you to pick up, because they got all that extra space, plus they got all the contacts, you know, because they get it all shipped up anyway.
I'm just surprised that this is a different move, but anyway. First calls, Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Hey, on the weekend, someone did a little psychological test on me, and I want to share it with you.
This is your girlfriend in Townsville.
Well, yes, if you want to call her that. Her name is Lisa.
And it's proposed yet or what?
No, not yet.
It's been 3 weeks.
give it another week. We'll get there.
Dave's a slow mover, everybody.
But it's a bit like that that spelling test you gave me a few weeks ago, where I couldn't get calves out.
Oh yeah. Okay,
yeah. It's a bit like that, and I want to test you on this one. Okay.
Okay.
And you've got to answer really quickly on these ones.
Yes.
Okay, so, are you okay to do this?
Yeah.
All right. Answer as quickly as possible. Just say really quickly, say mouse 10 times.
Mouse, 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 mouse.
What animals are cats afraid of?
Dogs.
Oh, damn it. See, this is the psychological test. I failed this, by the way.
I have no doubt.
Because you naturally go mouse. After saying mouse 10 times real quick.
I said dog.
Well, aren't you a smarty pants?
Next.
Say giraffe 10 times real quick.
Giraffe, 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 giraffe.
What animal has a long nose?
An elephant.
Oh, God. How are you doing? You're thinking about this. Don't think about it.
I don't know what you're going to ask me. Or maybe I do because I'm psychic.
No, because you stalled for a second then.
I entered straight away.
Yeah, you stalled just slightly.
Oh, come on. See,
First thing that comes into your head.
Okay.
And I'll try one more for you. Spell top 5 times.
T-O-P, 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 T-O-P.
What do you do when you hit a green light?
Go.
Damn it. See, every single one of those I actually lost out on. How did you do that?
I didn't delay. I just gave you the answer.
I know, but how did you do that?
I don't know. You said it's a psychological test. Does that mean I'm a psychopath or something?
No, psychological something or other. I don't know what it is, but You know, you passed. Well done. What do you get? Absolutely nothing.
I don't need anything.
Yeah. Well, that just shows something about me, then, doesn't it? Because
how did you fail that?
Because you're saying it so quick, and you don't realise it. You just say the first thing that comes into your head. See, spelling top five times and then asking that question, I actually said stop. So,
how are you still breathing?
I have no idea. Absolutely no idea.
Let us know how you went with that. If you're watching this on our video in the comments below, or if you're on the air, give us a call 13 27 10 Joe and Dave for breakfast. 13 away from 6. I shake my head at you, honestly.
It can't be just me that happened to.
No, I'm not surprised.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Welcome to Wednesday morning, 14 minutes past 6. $1,000 cash back after 8 o'clock this morning in lay pressure tests. I've got a confession to make about our pantry challenge yesterday. We did this.
Yeah, you said something just before that there was a bit of an issue. What? You're not just trying to get out of it, are you?
No. I'll do it. I'll have to do the pantry challenge tonight. So, Dave, we came up with this idea to create a recipe or a dish at home with three ingredients from our cupboards. Because let's face it,
yeah,
a lot of the ingredients in our cupboards at the moment are not all there because everyone's panic buying. So you made
gourmet 2 minute noodle.
So you had 2 minute noodles, which you cooked for 15 minutes.
Well, we had the other stuff in there. Like the chicken had to be cooked through because I had some frozen chicken, which I thawed out.
Hmm.
Some Vegemite in there, some leafy greens. I don't even know what they were called. Bok choy, maybe. And some onions and some carrots.
I was going to make some throw together pancakes, right?
Right, okay.
So I got the flour out. It was like flour, milk and egg.
Yeah, is that how you make them, is it?
Yeah, one of each. One cup, one egg, one, yeah.
That I didn't know.
But I couldn't because I had the weasel things in my
right,
in my
okay.
flour.
Okay.
I picked it out. I'm like, oh, I can't use this. I had little wiggly worms in there.
Oh, yuck.
I know. So I wasn't, I was, Jamie's like, just make them and make him eat them. But that was the
Well, it would be the protein part of it, wouldn't it?
My question is, how do they get into the flour?
Good question.
Like, we don't use a flour clearly often enough to notice that they're in there.
Yeah. Is it in a sealed container?
It's in a jar. But do you know that they are moths, right?
They are?
Yes.
They're those little weasel things.
Okay, that's my next question too. What did you just call them?
The weasel things. I don't know.
I call it weasels as well. And Jamie said, no, they're weevils.
Weevils? Isn't that a TV show?
And I said, no, I'm pretty sure it's a weasel.
I could have swore the weevils were like a TV show, the weevils. Like it was an old British show. I remember.
No, you're thinking of weasel gummage.
That's Wurzel Gummidge.
Weasel Gummidge is a giant moth with a hat on.
The Wurzels I thought were the the weevils were the like the puppets in a garbage tip or something in Britain. I don't know.
13, 27, 10. Can you clarify two things for us? Is it weasel or weevil that you'll find in your flour?
Yeah.
And do they grow into a moth? Because when I had to Google on the show, and one of the producers here this morning said, they turn into moths. How do they get into the flour is my question.
Well, that's true. Maybe they were embedded in the flour seeds. Who knows? But, yeah, they turn up after you don't use your flour for a long time, don't they?
They're like an unwanted family member at Christmas time. They just, like, pop over. You can't get rid of them. They're everywhere.
It's Uncle Steve.
It's Uncle Steve, the weevil, or the weasel. We can't determine who it is.
Weevils. There
weasel gummage. 13 27 10 is a phone number.
Hello, Triple M.
Hey, how you going?
Good.
It's Troy here.
G'day, Troy. What is it? Is it weevil or weasel?
Well, one of your questions, they're weevil for the flower. And Dave, you're wondering about those things live in the trash. No, the Wombles of Wimbledon.
Wombles. Oh, the Wombles, that's it.
Way off. I'm showing my age a little bit here, but yeah, that's them boys.
That's right. Oh, the Wombles are living in my flower. All right, thanks for clarifying that, Troy. Appreciate it.
That's the worst problem to have, Wombles living in your flower.
Oh, nothing worse than having Wombles in your flower. Mate. Thank you. All right, so it's Weevil, not Weasel.
So it is Weevil. Oh, to hell with everyone. I'm still saying weasels. What about you?
And I've just been told in my ear, they just sent, the producer said, a weasel is actually a rodent.
Well, they are, aren't they?
This show is so educational. Where else would we record with Sundays would you get a show like this? 18 minutes past six, Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Good morning.
Jay, firstly, obviously you're okay from that accident, right?
Yeah, I'm recovering well.
Okay. A puppy bolted, we hear.
Yeah, so because my car rolled, the window got smashed, and when the car stopped, she fled out the back window. She was just petrified, I think. And
well, yeah, it's something completely different for both you and the dog there as well, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't in our schedule for that day.
I can understand why. but I hear 4 weeks on, somebody had spotted your dog in the Mackay region. Is that right?
So on Friday is when I found her and I got a phone call. It was actually, so the accident was at Gathalongra.
Yep.
And I got a phone call on Friday and someone had spotted her at the Elliott River Beach, which is, I think, about 10 to 15 k from the accident site.
Yeah, right. So you've gone down there trying to find the pup and no luck for a number of hours?
Oh, I've been down since the accident, like, multiple times.
Right.
Searching and camping and, yeah, it was an active search. And then when I got the phone call on Friday that I just needed someone to spot her.
Yeah.
Or sight her because obviously, I didn't know if she'd been picked up or if she'd been injured from the car accident or if she'd passed away. I had no idea. I was just desperate and not willing to give up. And when I got the phone call on Friday, I left work, went down, met the guy who had spotted her just to verify on a photo that it was her and get more information exactly where he'd seen her.
Sure.
And and 4 hours later, after some wonderful, wonderful local people helped me, we found her.
Wow. And tell us how she reacted when she saw you for the first time, 4 weeks without seeing her mum.
She ran away.
Oh, was she scared?
Yeah.
Oh, the poor thing.
She made me play cat and mouse for like 15 minutes. Like,
oh,
the poor darling.
It was just like, I was so desperate to get her.
Yeah.
And she was so close yet so far away, you know? And, so she ran. She's not as fast as she normally would be because she was just exhausted and she was so skinny. And
yeah.
I think she was in survival mode and she really hadn't seen anyone for 4 weeks or had any interaction with anyone and she was, you know, surviving on who knows what, and I think the wind didn't carry my voice, and so she just
saw these people running towards her, saying, "Hey, come over here, come over here."
Yeah. But out of a bad story, a great news story has come out of that. That's awesome.
It's so good that you finally be reunited with your puppy, and we're so glad that you're okay. Thanks for chatting to us this morning. Really appreciate it. Hey.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, guys.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. Triple
M. $1,000 cash after 8 today. The pressure test is back. $1,000 will come in nice and handy if you're stocking up on some shopping and that kind of thing. I've noticed that the specials at some of the big retail stores or the supermarkets have just disappeared as of late.
Yeah, see, I'm okay with that, you know, because they're called specials for an absolute reason. You know, it's a little bit special, so you can save a little bit of money there. But, you know, when times are tough for the supermarkets as well, you know, putting on thousands more people, they still need to cover costs.
Have you noticed that the specials have disappeared, 13, 27, 10?
Kimberly, have you noticed the specials have gone?
Yes, yesterday down in Caneland, I can't remember whether it was in Coles or Woolies, but my shampoo and conditioner was on special.
Well, that's no good to Jay.
So how much would you usually pay for them, and how much are they, were they asking for?
When I had a look in Coles Marketplace last week, they were $18.
Yep.
And I paid $8 yesterday.
Okay.
So right. $10 off.
Yep.
Jeez.
That's a good bargain.
Maybe they've just started the new specials again, because I have noticed that they've been missing right. for the last few days. And I just want to point out, yep. I think it's cute that you call it Coles New Market still. That's beautiful. that was a term from the 80s, I think, wasn't it? Coles New World or New Marketplace?
No, didn't I say Coles Marketplace?
Yeah, that's the one. Sorry, Coles Marketplace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And there were lots of special signs around as well.
Wow, mm, there you go.
I'm shopping at the wrong one. Thanks for your call there. Appreciate it. See you later. Kimberly, 13 27 10 is the phone number this morning.
We'll go to Chrissy now. Chrissy, have you seen specials at the supermarkets lately?
I haven't really been in the supermarkets lately. I'm in the middle of nowhere. So do go to town when I have to.
Yeah.
My Best Buy was, the 3 bottles of wine last week for $24 at BWS. So, not panic shopping, it's supporting an industry.
So you went back the next day as well to stock up as well?
No, it's not worth a half-hour drive, so you've got to get these specials.
Yep. Okay. Is, out of matter of interest, is the wine on top of the shopping list?
Of course. And, Jay, I know you do a bit, and Dave, I saw your recipe the other day with your two-minute noodles, but arborio rice, no one makes risotto, so the wine's multi-purpose.
You're just using that excuse to the wazoo, aren't you?
You don't want to open the bottle and let it get away, so you've got to drink your ass.
You're a smart woman.
I love it. Thanks for the call. 13 27 10. Have you seen specials around the place at the moment? Give us a call.
Phil in Dolphin Heads, have you seen the specials around town?
No, not a lot. Mm. But by the same token, the supermarkets don't pay for the specials, the suppliers do.
Oh, I did not know that.
Really?
The supermarkets don't miss out on anything, mate. Everything's paid for by the suppliers. They may contribute a little bit of margin, but the vast majority of what goes into a special comes from the supplier. It costs the supplier a lot of money to put specials on in the supermarket.
Well, that's just
wrong. And
then
if they want to have specials on an end, they've got to pay extra for that. For the high visibility spot. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I've learned something new.
That is really sneaky by the supermarkets.
You don't get anything for nothing in there, mate. Every supplier in there is paying a lot for the privilege of doing business with them.
As they say, nothing's for free. Thank you, Phil. Let us know on our Facebook page. You've seen the specials around the place. It's 10 to 8. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
We've seen the same amounts of numbers coming through. We've had to change our practices a little bit differently. We would normally see everyone getting the assistance. The best way to get the assistance that we're able to provide is with a card with some finances on it.
Yeah.
We've had to change our practices that those cards are now being posted, so to minimize contact with people.
Right. So and how do people apply to get one of those, or how do they say that they needed the help from the Selvers?
Mm.
Yes, that's not a problem. Okay, so the best way to do it is to telephone the Salvo Assistance Line.
Yeah.
And it's a phone number. It's 1-300-371-288, and I'll send that information through to Triple M for people. That number's available from Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We do know it's difficult to get through. It's servicing basically the east coast of Australia.
Right.
Hey, Steve, just out of curiosity, I mean, a lot of people have lost their jobs and, people are proud. They don't want to take the help. Do you find that a lot of people come to you in desperation with tears screaming down their face?
I've seen the tears screaming down the face at least 3 times in the last 2 weeks.
Wow.
And it comes from children who are understanding the situation. It comes from the very proud person who's been working and has suddenly been laid off.
Yeah.
To people who've been under financial pressures for quite some time.
It's and this is just something on top of, you know, all of that anxiety and all that hardship already. We certainly see that at Christmas time when we do our toy drive appeal. But this is something that Salvo see all year round. So it's not just Christmas time where you guys are helping out. Is there any advice for anybody listening now who may be one of those people who are too proud to ask for help?
Yep.
You should put your hand up, right?
Yeah, don't be scared to ask for help. We were never created to be isolated people in this world. We're always supposed to be together as a family or a village or a town and such. You know, you may not be able to put your hand up visibly, but reach out some way. You know, we've got telephones, we've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, TikTok, whatever you want to use, Instagram.
Wow. Yeah, look.
I'm not saying that Salvos have all those.
But there's always help there, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And look, we may not be able to help everyone. And there's probably services that others can assist with as well, better than what we can. We specialise in different services. Other services provide in different means of assistance as well.
Exactly right.
All right. Well, look, Steve, mate, always good to chat with you. If anyone wants all those details, we'll throw those up on the Facebook page and website. Mate, you take care of your family as well, okay?
Thanks, Dave. I've got an awesome family. They look after me, but that's all good.
Absolutely. It's great to, as the community comes together. Thank you, Steve, from the Salvos there with Jay and Dave for breakfast. Today's top around 29 degrees.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
3 minutes past 8 on this April Fool's Day, 2020. Today's top around 29 degrees. We've got a confession to make.
Yeah, it looks like we're the fools this year. We got it done.
So this morning when we rocked in, we thought, okay, look, COVID-19, it's a serious subject. We didn't want to, you know, I guess, have an elaborate prank. We found one, or so we thought, on news.com.au about McDonald's handing out bread and milk in the drive-thru.
Well, it was very well put together, you know, like from Wednesday onwards, in addition to our usual Macca's meals and menus, customers will also be able to pick up 2 or 3 litre bottles of full cream or skim milk, as well as packs of English muffins and gourmet bread rolls and bread loaves.
So, look, Dave and I said, let's just run with that and we'll trick people out and blah, blah, blah. We're like, these suckers are going to fall for it.
Yeah.
These people are going to fall for it. We got Abby in on it. We got her to do it in the newsroom.
Yeah.
We got a few people biting. And then I thought, maybe we should just check this.
That's right.
We'll just text Nikki from Mackay McDonald's. And this is the message. Hi, Nikki. Jay here. Is it true you can pick up bread and milk through the drive-thru now? Or is that an April Fool's Day prank? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. This is Nikki's response from McDonald's in Mackay. Possibly not the best day to make that release, but yes, our customers will be able to get bread milk through the drive-thru.
That's a fail on our point. We thought it was great. We thought we'll run with this as well. But no. How good is that?
We've just been delivering factual news information all morning, and it's not even fake.
You know, Macca's, if you can do everything else through drive-thru, that's a winner.
Unless Nikki is in on it and she said, yes, we are doing it, and she's part of the prank. I don't know. But
don't do that.
Happy April Fool's Day. Oh.
Bastard.
I feel like an absolute idiot this morning, honestly. Jay and Dave for breakfast. Today's top 29 degrees.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. 3 p.m.